Support grants to boost quality of life. PSPA support grants aim to help improve the quality of life for people who are living with or affected by PSP and CBD. When Steve Bird was initially diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, the advice he was given was to keep active and fit. But doing exercise proved hard for Steve, who had started to experience falling backwards. Steve's diagnosis was eventually changed to PSP in November 2022. Thanks to a PSPA support grant, Steve has been able to continue to try and be active and mobile, as his wife Helen explains. When Steve was diagnosed with PSP, it was a huge blow to him. He was always very sporty and played rugby and golf. To be so active and to be told you have a disease that will progressively leave you disabled is and continues to be hard to come to terms with. When I was looking into physiotherapy, I came across an organisation that runs sessions for people with neurological conditions using the method of conductive education, an educational movement approach. I looked online to see if there were any grants that would help us fund the sessions. I read about PSPA's support grants and decided to make an application. The physiotherapist helped me complete the form, and days later we were told that the application had been successful and we were awarded a grant to fund some of the sessions. PSPA support grants can provide a one-off payment of up to £250 to help provide an item or service. Applications are assessed on the impact the grant will have on the person living with PSP or CBD or their carer. Helen continues, "It was a huge relief. Steve is now in his second year attending these sessions and really enjoys it. He goes every week and has made friends there. While Steve is at the session, I go for coffee and cake with one of the other wives and we laugh or rant about what damage our better halves have got up to the previous week. We both get something out of it. Living with PSP can be very isolating, so it is important to socialise with people who understand. Many of our family and friends don't really know how to deal with Steve and find it hard to communicate with him because his speech is so affected. So, to be with people in similar situations really does make a big difference, and it is good to see Steve enjoying himself. As well as the benefit of getting out the house and mixing with others, I also see the physical impact the sessions have on Steve. He is taught to walk in a rhythm which helps his balance and how to sit down slowly. Through conductive education, people learn how to manage and deal with the difficulties caused by their condition to enable them to keep as much of their mobility as possible. I'm grateful we've been supported by PSPA to find ways to do this for as long as we can." Christine Wood's husband, Jim, had always been very active, enjoying a wide range of activities including windsurfing, cycling and walking. Jim's vision and PSP diagnosis could have put a stop to this interest, but a PSPA support grant has helped it continue by funding one-to-one exercise classes. Christine said exercise is important to Jim. He was always doing something and enjoyed hobbies like windsurfing, cycling and walking with his family. Unfortunately, when he developed tunnel vision, his sight progressively deteriorated, leaving it severely impaired. This meant he could no longer do the activities he enjoyed. A few years later, in 2022, Jim received a PSP MSA diagnosis. Following his diagnosis, Jim received a number of weeks physio support, which he enjoyed. And after the course was completed, he continued the exercises at home. But it's not quite the same as being given one-to-one support in person. "I was at a PSPA carer support meeting when someone suggested we applied for a support grant to help Jim continue with his love of exercise. I must admit, at that time, I wasn't convinced exercise classes could be funded. I thought the funding would be more for people who needed equipment of some sort or help at home. I researched the grants on the PSPA website and contacted a few of the healthcare professionals involved in Jim's care to see if they could help with the application. Jim's psychiatric nurse agreed to complete the application on our behalf. She must have done a good job, as I couldn't believe it when I heard from PSPA to say our application had been successful. It was like a dream. We were awarded a grant of £250 to provide Jim with one-to-one personal training sessions once a week at the local leisure centre. The personal trainer is great and very caring. She bases the exercises on the ones the physio initially developed for Jim, helping with balance and core strength. And he loves it. When I drop him off, he has real enthusiasm in the way he moves and walks. We believe it has helped him to maintain some mobility, and his dietitian said his body weight has stayed the same thanks to the exercise he is doing. There is also a significant benefit to me, because while Jim is having his exercises session, I get an hour to myself too, to go to the shops or whatever. Then, when I pick Jim up, we have a coffee out before heading home again. I was pleased to hear that we can apply for a grant each year, so I am planning to apply again to help keep the sessions going for Jim. The sessions really are a lifeline for both of us, so PSPA's grant is a huge help. Prompted by his daughter, who had read about PSPA's support grants online, John Hunt decided to make an application on behalf of his wife Sheila, who is living with PSP. Sheila was using a four-wheel walker, but with the colder weather on the horizon and with her progression, John wanted to get her a wheelchair. John said, "My daughter suggested we got Sheila a wheelchair so she could continue to enjoy days out with the grandchildren. Sheila's legs are failing fast and she is struggling with her right hand grip, so I decided to apply for a grant to put towards a new wheelchair. Every day I made sure that Sheila and I walked around the car park and that she pushed the trolley in the supermarket to keep her mobility for as long as possible. The bad weather has made it impossible for us to keep up with this routine. She has deteriorated quite a bit this winter. When I found a suitable wheelchair, Sheila's occupational therapist did the application. Soon after, PSPA contacted us to say the application was successful and they would be covering the cost of the wheelchair. We were so grateful. We would have been happy with any contribution towards it. PSPA has helped us hugely. The wheelchair has made such a difference to Sheila. She has been able to enjoy days out with our grandchildren, something that would not have happened without the wheelchair. Want more information? Visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/information-and-support/4/4-professionals/support-grants/. To read about our support grants and how to apply for them. If you would like an application form to be sent to you, please contact the PSPA helpline on 0300 0110 122 or helpline@pspassociation.org.uk.